sick, sick, baby. Sick, sick. You know, I say sick the same way I say nasty. Like, that's nasty.
Nasty.
Sick. Nasty. Wicked fucking dope.
That's the Alex I know. Wicked. No,
I say wicked dope a lot. Wicked dope is a new, you just have your phrases, like, you know? I pick them all the time. I do anyway.
Yeah.
I'm always just like, I was thinking about this the other day. I've always been like that, just like kind of catchphrase-y in a weird way. Or even in high school, I would just pick like random movie quotes, but then like change them so they were just made no sense. So like, I was just a cartoon character. Like in every conversation, you could be talking about something serious and you turn to me and it's like, goat is good. It's like, what is this?
They used to crush. They used to
You know, yeah. Crushing, I don't know. It's kind of a long game. Slow burn.
It was like after a while, everybody, once they got what was going on, they got on board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you like the class clown in school?
I was like the class alt comic.
That's hilarious.
I wasn't voted class clown, if that's what you're asking, and I'm sure it is. But there's a story. I was not nominated to be class clown in my high school. And some of my friends were like upset. I don't know. It became a thing like, oh God, you should be, nominated at least. We want to at least vote, be able to vote for you kind of thing. So we went down to the yearbook office. We knew people in it. So they were like, we didn't nominate you or whatever. I think they were like, I forget. There was a phrase that was like, girls don't think he's funny. So, something like that. Somebody said something to me about that. So then we were like, something to do. So we like made a big show of it. Yeah. And we did.
Cough over here. And I'm just,
I think you're having a cough.
I am failing.
It is hilarious. I'm like, are we video recording it? Because it is hilarious.
I'm over here trying to also fiddle with muting the mic. So it doesn't come trying to cough button myself over here.
There you go. Anyway, long story short, so me and my buddy Dan are in the yearbook as with our arms crossed on the superlative page and it says, most disappointed they didn't win a superlative. So I wasn't class clown. But I don't remember who was. I don't know. I'm sure they were hilarious. A killer. Killer in every room.
I don't think they actually did that in my school.
They didn't have a superlative, like any of that kind of stuff?
They did. I didn't know about it, but I'm pretty sure they didn't. Might have just been sources of drama.
How many people were your graduating class?
It was like it was a crazy number. It was like over, like close to 1,000.
In your graduating class?
Yeah, my school had like 4,000 people in it. It was overpopulated like crazy.
That is insane. Yeah, my your graduating class was like the size of my high school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, suburbs of Boston. What do you, come on, look at me. Kieran, how about you? What did you get?
I had like 300 and some odd people in my graduating class. It was the biggest in my town in this history, but I'm just a thing.
That was happening in, like every class was getting bigger in my high school. Like I felt like low end and we were bigger than the graduating class before. You know, small town, there's fucking, 15,000 people in the town.
Yeah.
So, hey, like Jersey, I feel like every town has like 100,000 people. It feels like, they're all
the state.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah. Right. As somebody I remember seeing when I was living in Philly, the Jersey people would always talk about how like and I guess PA too, like so many high schools are like North Montclair, East, South.
Just like dumb names like that. Like,
yeah, just exactly. They just keep building more. They never name them after people. How dare even the concept JFK? Who? Like that's one of those things. Actually, how do you feel about that? I like that they rename, streets and high schools and stuff after people, especially when they just like keep doing it.
They keep doing it.
I guess so. I like it when it's like, oh, this is now named after this poet that's from this town and she's still alive, that kind of thing. And then, but like everything's named after Martin Luther King and JFK, but even they're less than a century old. Then you got a million high schools and whatever that are named after God knows who they are or what they did.
There's a school in Jersey we drove past that like I looked up, I forget the name of it, but it was just like a great principal. Like, it's just,
yeah.
I can't, I wish I could remember the name of it.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't, you don't need to be JFK. You don't need to be assassinated. Like, King Jr., you know, to be, I hope that principal wasn't assassinated.
I think he was.
He was a martyr of the town.
Yeah, yeah. I think he got beheaded by guillotine.
Oh, my God.
It was like the last one in history. It was something crazy. No, stupid.
You need school beheading, and they're a problem.
Oh, man.
Mass school beheadings.
I want to apologize.
That would be insane.
I want to apologize to the listeners for all the coughing I've been doing. This was an experiment for the podcast. I wanted to try my West Coast. I went to the West Coast this weekend. Snuck some weed back on the plane, as one does.
Rock and roll. Was that your first time doing that?
I snuck edibles on the plane before, but like I go in depth. I open up. I get like a candy that's in a wooden box. And I open it very gently with like a knife. Just, you know how they're always like glued together. Like I take like a knife or a razor and open it where it should be open, but then take it out, take half of the candies out. And I put like a bunch of caramels, like infused caramels, in that box, and then took it on a plane and then took it on a cruise.
Right.
And
that's international waters. That's even more dangerous than TSA.
Yeah. It was risky, man.
That's risky biz.
It was great.
Yeah. No. That's cool. Yeah, you were. Yeah, tell us about it. You were in Arizona.
Man, it makes me so mad at Jersey how well Arizona was run. Because for the listeners who don't know, Arizona and New Jersey made weed legal at the exact same time. We both voted it in at the on election night in November.
Technically, we did it earlier.
Because of the times. Ago. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So technically, we did it first. And or does that mean?
I don't even know if we did, because they also, it's like counting results is not the same thing. Arizona, they're still talking about it as Arizona's voting laws. They're literally going, hey, people in this country are going, hey, Arizona might not have had a proper election. People are still saying that. And yet they were like, yeah, but we're doing the weed thing. I don't give a shit. Whatever you want. Have them pay for a million audits. But you know, we're doing the weed.
Yeah, what are they like? Two electoral votes? It didn't make a difference.
Yeah. How many electoral votes went to recreational weed in Arizona?
Well, because weren't you saying that they're saying they didn't have a fair like election as a whole?
I'm blending these things.
Oh,
I'm
gotcha.
Combining them all. That's absurd to me that electoral votes would matter for an initiative. What I assume was an initiative. You know, into the weeds. No, tell us about buying it. What was set up?
Oh, it was just like, I mean, it felt like the other dispensary I've been to, like, you know, you show your ID, all of that shit. But the service was real friendly. It was, what am I trying to say? It did make, I didn't get to, I don't think we completely got into it. But yeah, like the exact same day we decided, like Jersey said it was legal. They said it was legal. They have theirs up. They've had their shit going like a month after that. And I think we probably won't get ours this year, even. It seems
It's probably not gonna happen.
Yeah. And at first it was like, we'll get it by the end of the year, but we probably won't. So that was
the
first.
I thought we would. I mean, let's be real. You can buy it. They don't have we don't have dispensaries up.
Yeah.
You can still get it from a little store. It's
like, yeah, but it's like a $20 joint. Like they like,
I know.
Like,
I'm not happy about it either.
Yeah, the stores up here I've gotten it from, like I did it just to do it. You can get a jet, like a pre-roll for $20.
It's like a tourism thing right now. It's like this, that's what it feels like. It's like convenience in a way. Like really it's about like being touristy, like you're out at the, you know, bar.
Mm-hmm.
You and your friends want to grab a joint. I'm sure that's what it is right now. And like that'll remain. I don't think that's going anywhere necessarily. Maybe that price goes down once dispensaries are open.
Yeah.
But the point is, recreational dispensaries are not open in New Jersey, and they are in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went.
So I went. They were very good. The weed might be some of the best weed I've ever had. And I realized, like, I think of Arizona as a southern state, I think because of the name, but it's very West Coast. Like, you know what I mean? And just in my mind, I'm like, Arizona's the South. And then I got down there and I was like, this is like, it felt like Cali. I was in Phoenix. It felt like Cali because, you know, everybody from Arizona, I learned, hated everybody who moved down there over the pandemic because they shot the prices of everything up because a lot of L.A. went to Arizona because they could do shit.
And I'm an American story these days.
Yeah. This one guy was telling me he was about to buy a house for $600,000 and then it, like, a dude from New York and a dude from LA got to like a bidding war, and it went up to like a million and a half or something. Crazy.
Oh man.
But the weed was fire. I had a little bit of everything. I had some edibles. I got a cartridge back. I got some weed back, and I got some dabs back. That's what I just did now. I think it was like cherry diesel sativa. Mm. And that's the sound of the rocket ship. I was trying to do a rocket ship.
That sounds great. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that is the thing about Arizona, I think, is that it wishes it had the Pacific Ocean, you know.
Yeah.
California didn't exist, so it could be waterfront property, but it's the Southwest.
One day it will be.
Is different than the South.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. It is a weird place.
I'm not like that's the furthest west I've ever been. So I don't have like a reference point. Like now that's just at all of that area to me. Just desert and brown. But yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. This is very
interesting. Phoenix, like we were talking about the other day about how it's like, you know, it's very sprawling. Well, is one thing. It's like huge, lots of different kind of towns and cities that are close to the Phoenix, in that Phoenix metro area.
Yeah, you can't not drive down there.
Yeah, right. It's not built for it. It's also built more recently. Here's the thing I've learned about Phoenix. It basically like didn't exist, certainly not in the way we look at it today, until air conditioning.
Yeah.
It's grown so exponentially since like the 70s.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like, just because it wouldn't have been livable.
Right.
It would have been large chunks of time. It just really wasn't like livable, or it might have been livable, but you know, the most uncomfortable living condition possible.
Several months a year, I think it's absolutely unlivable that way. If you don't have AC and stuff like that. I remember walking around Tempe one time, like, I mean, it was a long time ago, but they had like misting at every restaurant.
It was still like that.
Just so weird. I'd never seen that anywhere else.
Yeah, it was still like that. And I wasn't really off of the strip where the comedy club was, but it was every restaurant there just had exactly like same thing. I was like, what? And it just was weird. I was like, why does everybody want their food soggy? But it's like, it's better than melting.
That's yeah. Cause, man, everyone's eating outside because of pandemic, new normal stuff. That's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. Phoenix is a weird place, but it's kind of cool. I was there for a week once. First time I was ever really like in Phoenix. Was there for a week, staying with a friend, driving cross country. And we like, you know, it's so sprawling. You don't like go out. There's like kind of the one bar, like kind of close or whatever restaurant's kind of close that you would go to. And then on the last night we were there, there was like a First Friday. And it was crazy. People were just like opening up their garages and playing music. Like every art gallery was like,
what's a First Friday? I never heard of it.
They used to do it in Philly too. I'm sure they still do it, but it's like generally a First Friday is where like all the art galleries in an area of downtown are open late. So it's like a nighttime thing. They usually like serve free wine. You get a glass of wine, you look at some art, and it usually like, then a lot of people like are busking or selling stuff on the street, and the restaurants around there are like busy. It's kind of like one of these things that cities throw at, you know, their population and just kind of go, or their cultural affairs to kind of like boost just nightlife. And they'll do like a First Friday. It's pretty common in like a bunch of cities. Philly's was also super fun, but Phoenix's was crazy. I mean, this is like 10 years ago, but more than that, but like, people, I literally remember just like it seemed like everyone was in a garage band and they're just like playing out in their, you know, on their street. It was like a huge party.
Huh.
Awesome. Somehow like vaguely controlled. I wish I knew what neighborhood.
Do you remember what drugs were going around? Seeing the drug pockets?
Back then, I was a fucking drinker more than
a smoker.
A donor, I think. And especially in Phoenix. You know what? I was definitely smoking on that road trip, but it was like we were on a road trip. So I was getting it wherever I could get, like, no matter where. And we had just driven through like Texas and stuff. So I don't think I really.
Yeah. You don't fuck around there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, probably not. Not on that trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, now, like, I would have some sort of idea. Now, I mean, they're fucking got dispensaries open in Phoenix. That's where I would have gone.
Yeah.
Goddamn dispensary would have had a band outside on First Friday.
Hell, the
service. But free dime bags.
This service was the best. I've gotten pretty good service in Boston, too, but I think the people out in Phoenix were just nicer, so the good customer service came through as more genuine. You know what I mean?
How was that? What was the customer service?
Just like didn't I know there was sometimes when I've been in like Massachusetts, like I still like to do the questions, like have a question or something like, what's the TV to you like or whatever. And sometimes like I Massachusetts, I kind of got like, I like this one. Like, you know what I mean? Like just an answer. But like when I would ask there, people would be like, like they would really get into like their favorite brand. And, you know, I've got some of that in Massachusetts, but it was like everybody I talked to there was like super friendly and, you know, telling me about their edibles or whatever, like that kind of shit. Just, I don't know. I felt like family.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Oh, cool. I don't know. And yeah, it's just really good.
Yeah.
So I'm here. That's cool. Yo, I mean, it gives me hope for Jersey, but that in a weird way,
it almost did the opposite for me. I almost lost hope. I was like, this is so smooth. Why is it so hard, Jersey? Like, why?
Yo, I don't. It's just the way they set it up. They're gonna.
It's almost been a year.
It has almost been a year. You know, you sent me that link. They were like on track to take applications or something, and then they like passed the date.
Yeah,
they have like a thing this week. I think there's like a council meeting this week or next week or something about it. You know, whatever. I mean, it's one of those things. Like they've got to do it eventually. But yeah, by the time we're going to be like, finally.
Yeah.
You know, it is going to be. I mean, maybe you smoke that first joint that you buy in a recreational dispensary in Jersey and you're like, this is the greatest joint I've ever smoked.
No, I'm going to get high like a drug addict. I'm going to buy a gram, a little thing of concentrate. And I don't know. I'm just going to put a bunch of things in one joint. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm going to put wax, batter, and, you know, it'll be like, we're here now. Real drugs.
Hey, God, yeah. Convenience and a quantity, variety, everything you could want from a business, a store, a storefront, to going to the general store and buying your hammers and nails and your sarsaparilla. It's fucking get everything in one place.
And your sarsaparilla?
I could go for a sarsaparilla.
I got to Google sarsaparilla.
I got it also. I forget what's in it. You ever order a drink like that and you're like, I don't even remember what this is. Birch beer. I like birch beer a little bit. I like some of that weird stuff.
I didn't think it was actually going to be, I thought it was going to be something much different than this. It's a type of soda.
Yeah, it's like a soda. It's like a carbonated, it's like an old fashioned carbonated thing. You know, they used, before Coca-Cola, they just like carbonated, you know, whatever, cherries. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Make a malted, I don't fucking know. Old fashioned drinks. Gin fizz.
I'm going to try it. I see it advertised next to a video game I like, so I fuck with it. It's won me over.
Well, for what video game they got to
set? Fallout. It was showing somebody holding Fallout holding sarsaparilla next to a Fallout New Vegas.
Don't they have like a cola there? Like Fallout?
Nuka Cola.
Yeah, that's
That makes sense.
How do you pronounce it? I think they are wrong.
I think it's Nuka. Because it's like, nuclear fallout, and it's just like N-U-K-A, cola.
Nuka. Oh.
Be careful how you say that, though.
Oh, yeah? What was I going to do? Nuka.
No, it's very close to the N-word.
Oh, I'm staying far away from that. I never do it.
Nuka.
I don't even like Nuka, saying, please. Like, knighthood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I mean, hey, that's great. You had some smoke sessions too. I had some smoke sessions. I had one last night that was like just quick, like that kind of thing where I was at a comedy show and then like I saw somebody I knew and was like, oh, I just rolled the thing. Like we could go hit this real quick and then we're talking. And then right as I'm like leaving that, somebody else comes out with a joint and is like, oh, hey, I just like this. And you're like, I just finished a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, of course. Let's go just. You know, for some reason you walk away.
Yeah.
You know, you need a new smoking spot because it's like a new group.
Where was that at?
It was in Philly. I was just in Philly last night.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And Fergie's.
Yeah, this was before that. I was at South House. Yeah. It was fun, man. Way down south, though. It was on Oregon Ave. basically.
I have fun every single time I go to Philly, even if the show was whatever. Like, I don't know. I also know, yeah. I also am a very, I've learned about myself. I have like, I love cities by their food. So I can't go back to Philly by without going to get a cheesesteak. And I know that sounds hack. It's like, yeah, but Philly's Philly. It's like, no. Even when I go back home, like I have a corner store that makes a Cuban sandwich I really like. I almost always got to stop at the bodega and get this Cuban. It's just, I've had it 1,000 times, but it's like where my memory of the, like it's where my fondness for the city lies. So it's like, ah, back here, I grab this thing.
I know the feeling. That sounds like, man, that Cuban, that sounds tasty. I'm into that. Mm-hmm. That's like, you make me want to go over there.
It's definitely not a proper Cuban, though. That's the weird thing about it. It's a very, like, it's the first Cuban sandwich I've ever had, but because of how wrong it is, I order Cuban sandwiches from other places, and I hate them all. I always hate them. I've never liked another Cuban, but it's not right. It has no pickles on it, first thing. Right. I don't think they have mustard on it either. It is ham and it is like pork, you know, chopped up, but it's not like even like, you know how the ham on a Cuban is like a slice of ham?
Yeah.
This is almost like shredded ham, like you would put like a pork sandwich. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
But that's the thing though, with stuff like that, you don't have to be dead on. Like make the sandwich good.
Yeah.
If I need pickles on it, I'll put pickles on it later or something like that, or mustard especially. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, generally, it's like, this place makes this sandwich this way, I'm usually just going to eat it that way.
What I put on it is sweet chili Doritos. That's what I...
you lost me at Doritos. Sweet chili I was into.
Nah, you don't like the Dorito portion?
I'm on the Cuban.
Kira, how does that sound?
I'm not here for it.
I think y'all are putting this. I think y'all are putting this bodega Cuban on a pedestal. It is a wrongly made Cuban sandwich.
All right, I'm putting mustard on it. I'm putting pickles. On.
Yeah, I get you. You're gonna be like, all right. Man, I wish I
just love a Cuban.
I wish I could get you guys one of these, and you'll be like, this is missing something. What is it? Doritos. It needs some crunch. It's no pickle. It needs a crunch.
I'm with you on that. You definitely need a crunch.
Yeah.
I feel you. I would miss the pickle.
Have you heard of arugula?
Okay. I have heard of arugula, but I don't think it's...
That's not a Cuban. I wouldn't do that.
It's not as good as Dorito. Trust me.
I'm glad you go sweet chili Dorito and not like classic Dorito.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't feel right.
It would only be sweet chili. Cool Ranch doesn't seem bad, though, but nacho cheese seems wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I love that thing. I mean, like you said about cheesesteaks in Philly, like, I mean, even stuff, and like you said with just a bodega, like, it doesn't have to be anything good. I got a gobbler at Wawa because it's like I was in Philly.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You're like, when out, Wawa's not near here. There's Wawa. Like, we have access, but you really have to be like, you know what I'm doing today? I'm driving to Wawa. It's not like close enough that it's worth, like, it's never like on your way home. You'd have to go to like Kearney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not too far, but
that's what I'm saying.
Not really, it's not really a treat, you know.
But don't downplay Wawa. You're downplaying Wawa,
dude. I'm just not putting it on a pedestal like you got.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Sweet chili, but we have sandwich.
Like quick. That's fair. That's very. I can't even argue. I'm definitely putting Wawa on an unnecessary pedestal.
Well, I mean, I'm one of these people. I'm an outsider. I'm one of these people that is like, Wawa is the best gas station.
Oh, yeah.
In the world, you know. It's when they don't have gas there, you're like, I get what, I mean, it's a convenience store.
Yeah.
Way better than 7-Eleven. It makes 7-Eleven look like 1-1. Yeah. You know, it's terrible. I grew up with Store 24. It wasn't even fucking anything. It was a regional chain that never went big. It was terrible, you know? It looked old fashioned. It didn't even look like it was a convenience store, but it was essentially the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But I mean, you know. But the corner deli is like, there's nothing that compares to that. I mean, when I'm in Philly, I want like, there are very specific restaurants I often want to go to, but like alone, like also, I don't know. It's, there's too many good places. Like I was in South Philly, I was heading towards South Philly and I was like, I wonder if I could go to Royal Tavern and get one of those burgers. It's like 3 miles from where I was.
Yeah.
It's like a pointless, would be pointless to go there, but just being in South Philly, I'm like, that's a big place for me. More than like a Pat's or Geno's.
No one goes.
I thought about going, I was on Oregon, I thought about going to Ace of Steaks, but I thought it would be, I've never been to that one, but I know it's a big one for like down South Philly, you know, past A&T stadiums. And all that shit, A&T Plaza, I mean.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's tough, yeah. And it's tough to, like, what'd you eat in Phoenix, actually? I was wondering that.
I was, I had Taco Bell one night, which bothered me. Not one day. It didn't bother me. Actually, I was very grateful for it. I was down there with Shane, and he just was like, I'm ordering Taco Bell. You know, beggars can't be choosers. I had Taco Bell for the first time ever. I was laughing at it. I was like, we're in the spot where they got the best Mexican food and we get Taco Bell.
That's probably 10 or midnight or whatever. You know, what time was it?
It was like middle of the day. It was before the first show.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I will say about Taco Bell in Phoenix is, it seemed better than Taco Bell here. And I think in my theory was it has to be. It has to be like consistently good Taco Bell for anybody to choose it over. Because we got it delivered and everything came like still. Like I had crunchy shells and they weren't soggy and falling apart. Like I've gotten Taco Bell from a drive through and then just got home 10 minutes later and everything's destroyed. But
yeah.
But like we had delivered Taco Bell at all. It was like as fresh as Taco Bell can be, if you know. So still meat with sand in it, but fresh meat with sand. Yeah, I think they say it's like sand in Taco Bell, like a little bit of sand. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
How would this even get there?
It's crazy what they let people like. Yeah, it's 100%. It's like time. I'm gonna Google it. Taco Bell filler. Meat filler.
Oh, it's a filler. I just picture them like a whole herd of cattle on the beach. That bunch of sand gets into winds up in the.
It's 88% beef. And what ingredients make up the other? Yes, 88% beef. Yes, a lot of filler. It's 12% filler in their meat.
88% meat, though. Come on, can't argue with that. It's a B+.
It's actually more than I thought it was. But yeah, there's yeast, cornstarch.
The shit's in everything. Come on.
I'm
kidding.
Okay, I think maybe they had to stop making it sand. It was sand.
Sand is so funny. I do remember hearing years ago, I didn't eat Taco Bell for at least 10 or 15 years. And then I remember reading, because I thought it was like the worst the fast food. And I didn't, you know, I probably go to like McDonald's or Burger King most of the time back then. And then, I remember reading that it was actually the healthiest. So I thought that might be, you know, part of it. They might like have used to be terrible.
Yeah.
Kind of upped their game. You know how like Domino's or whoever recently is like,
we're good now.
Been like, yeah, exactly. It's like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're all just like trying to, you know, make as much money as possible. Then they're like, we're losing the game because we suck.
Yeah.
So they finally up the ante. Who do you think needs to do that now? I really need to like get back in the Long John Silver's.
See, I don't have a lot of experience with them. I've only had them once ever. I was at Cabela's and there was one across the way and I was just like, I'll try it. And it was very fine.
I remember having it once being like, I can't even believe this exists.
It felt like you know, those like freezer fish fillets you can get that, you know, they come in like a yellow box and they're, you know, like almost like fish sticks, but they're not fish sticks. Like they'll be like beer battered fish and you just put them in the oven for a little bit. That's what it tasted like. It just tasted like freezer box fish sticks.
Yeah. They got to up their game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I sent the link in the chat. That's about the sand and the Taco Bell.
Got you.
If you were interested in it.
I'm going to check it out. I heard
what else? I had In-N-Out for the first time ever, which was a big deal. I felt bad. Julia didn't get any.
How was it? Did you get any fries?
Yeah, but I didn't get special fries. I didn't get like the
fries are bad.
What are they called? Yeah, they were just like, yeah, they were like cold right after I got them.
They're so bad. They are cold. So bad.
That's what I felt about In-N-Out. I was like, very medium. Like, I was real hungry. I hadn't eaten all day because I was nervous about the plate. I didn't want to have to poop on the plate because I already was scared of flying. So I was like, I'm not eating at all. And so we got some tonight. I got two burgers and some fries. And like, by the end, I can eat when I really like something. I can power through and just put more food in my body than I need to. But like, I didn't even have the desire for another burger. I was like, but it was good. I did get a double burger. I dig it. I ain't going shit on it. I'm trying to be an East Coast, but I enjoy In-N-Out. It was fine. It was fast food.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought.
The burger is good. It's amazing.
It's still not.
I like the animal fry, the animal style.
Yeah, I didn't try that. I had animal sauce on my thing, but or is that what it's called? Yeah, I had that on my burger. No, that was good.
Yeah, that's it. I like that. There's a lot of like off menu ordering you can do at In-N-Out, but like the last time I went to In-N-Out, last time I was in California, I mean, we waited in line for like 30 minutes to get drive through, and it's like, or whatever. It felt like forever. And you're like, yeah, that's not the way I would go to In-N-Out. Yeah. But we got it. I mean, it's a solid burger. I still am like Five Guys or Shake Shack is just as good.
No, better. Five Guys and Shake Shack are definitely better. I think Five Guys is the best.
I prefer them.
Yeah, I think Five Guys is the best fast food burger.
I think there's something about both of the Five Guys and Shake Shack, actually, both I think are pretty phenomenal. I go to Five Guys more because you can do that topping stuff and get it your way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, phenomenal. Yeah. Amazing. But there's something about a Shake Shack burger. It's barely a burger. It's just like a melted cheese fucking pile. God, those are so good.
I haven't had Shake Shack enough. I've probably only been there once or twice just because they're like, I don't go when I'm in the city. I'm always like moving. And then whenever I see them in Jersey, they're on like some busy ass highway that I didn't expect to see. And it's just like, I don't want to even
deal with spread
on,
out
on this.
The first time I went to Shake Shack, it was one place. You know what I mean? It was, you waited in line for 40 minutes in Madison Square Park.
Yeah.
And that was the only place. I remember they opened up a second one up in like the Upper West Side. And one night we were like, oh, let's go there because it's probably just less people and we can get Shake Shack without waiting in line. Like that was the whole point of going to like getting on the subway was going to the Shake Shack. Ridiculous. Yo, I wanted to bring something up as a kind of like promotion thing, but we could also kind of talk about it. So the next Weeding Out the Stoned, the live show is at Asylum NYC on November 14th. It's a Sunday, and it is a part of the New York Comedy Festival.
Hell yeah, I saw it. That's dope as hell.
It's going to be sick. I know. It was kind of a last minute thing. I felt pretty cool about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be sick.
No, yeah, that's hell yeah. What's the date? One more time?
It's November 14th, Sunday, November 14th, 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. I just want to...
And they're going to sell out quick because it's the New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I think that's just going to sell out. It's NYCF, it's a big thing. Have you done the New York Comedy Festival before? I did it once.
No, I don't think so. I don't know if I've ever submitted, actually, to it. I'm very bad at submitting to festivals.
Well, I mean, it's like so similar to... You know, even this, I mean, the venue is part of it, I believe, and like was able to kind of like push the show in and push it along. Yeah. But I was on a show in the, you know, I was, this is the first time I'll be like running a show in the New York Comedy Festival or hosting one, like that kind of thing. But I did stand up on a show at the New York Comedy Festival that was at the Creek in the Cave. But it was a part of it that way. And that was once, you know, it's funny. Like you think about it, it's a whole week in New York, you know, it's, I think it's like the 10th year or something like that.
Are you doing more than one show or just.
So at that for the festival? No, I'm doing one show.
Okay.
It's the last night of the festival, is that show. But I'm also like talking to a few other places. So I went down to yesterday. I went down to, Smod Castle, New Jersey, which is where Clerks was filmed, and now it's a podcast theater. And I was talking to them, and I think I'm gonna do Weeding Out the Stoned in late November, early December.
Yeah,
you know, there.
That'll be a dope one.
Super cool. That's like Kevin Smith territory. It's like in the building that Clerks was filmed in 1994.
Yeah.
You know, and they now have this like small theater. It's like under, it was literally 48 seats. It's so crazy. Like it was super cool. So hopefully those, you know, tickets will go up on sale by the end of October and stuff like that. And blah, blah, blah. But yeah, just kind of, I just had to get that out there, you know?
Hell yeah.
And yeah, just a bunch of shit. There's a bunch of weeding stuff going on. It's been pretty cool. Throwing stuff up on YouTube, trying to grab more clips. And yeah, it's been dope. Talking to just places about doing like a live stream weeding out the stone, like a live show. Have you been to this place yet and done stand up? It's that Wednesday show out in South Hackensack. It's like a weed.
Nah, the one that Raphael runs.
Martinez, I think. Rafael Hernandez. Yeah.
No.
It's cool, man. You should check it out. I think we got.
Yeah, I'll let him do it.
I mean, obviously, I'm sure you will. You know about it, all right. But yeah, I think we're going to do a live stream weeding there. Those guys are great. You'll love this place. It's cool. People should check out that place. It's called Ambassador Studios. They do. It's a studio, production studio, but they've been doing stand up. I think it's a DM for the address kind of thing. But yeah, that place is cool. Anyway, got weeding going on in a bunch of random places. Which is dope, you know, it's been sweet. Hey, a lot of shit this week. A lot of shit was going on this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I know. So yeah, I don't know. You got I know you got a show later, right? Which probably you wanna throw anything out there?
Just my Instagram is that Nate Marshall, Twitter is that Nate M. Appreciate y'all. Check all my stuff out there.
Yeah. I'm at Alex Grubard on Instagram and Twitter. You know, my dates are up on alexgrubard.com. Weeding Out the Stoned is at Weeding Out the Stoned on Instagram, at Weeding Stoned on Twitter. There's a bunch of clips on YouTube, so check those out. Kieran, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, sure. You can reach me at Kieran Gannon on Instagram, KIERANGANNON. Let me know if you need any help with podcasts.
Hell
yeah. Dope. And yeah, just please, you know, subscribe and leave us a review. Follow us, all that jazz. You guys are the best. Thanks for listening.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, stay hopeful, you know, still. Keep smoking.
Peace.
All these people standing around, standing in a circle laughing way too loud.